Kim Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street once covered up. I prefer being called Six-Pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. And over the course of 9 years, after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. I have become a voice for investment clients, a voice for the good investment advisors. Please subscribe to my podcast and become a Patreon. Berkshire Hathaway Incorporated began as a Valley Falls, Rhode Island, textile manufacturing company. The Valley Falls Company started 1839 by Oliver Chase. Chase founded Chase's First Mail, 1806. Chase got his beginnings, Chase's trainings, at the first successful textile mill in America, founded by Samuel Slater. 1929, Valley Falls Company merged with Adams, Massachusetts-based Berkshire Cotton Manufacturing Company, established 1889. The two combined companies became called Berkshire Fine Spinning Associates. 1955, Berkshire Fine Spinning Associates merged with New Bedford, Massachusetts, Hathaway Manufacturing Company, founded 1888 by Horatio Hathaway. Horatio Hathaway made his money in whaling, blubber, whale fats, and the China trade, beggaring, wondering why or when Warren will participate in the apology tours circling the globe. After all, isn't it a bit eye-opening to wonder how Warren and Berkshire have escaped whale activists Greenpeace, Code Pink, and Hayden Panettiere tirades this long, with the United States outcry against China and activists crying out to protect whales? I covered actress Hayden Panettiere protesting whale treatment in DuPont Circle, Northwest D.C., and on Capitol Hill when I was covering news. That was the day Hayden got into bed, metaphorically, with D.C.'s, the District of Columbia's, most aggressive paparazzi. The star needed to get from point A to point B. The paps offered to drive Hayden and c'est la vie. With the merger after the Great Depression, recovering from Hathaway's World War I decline, Berkshire Hathaway, headquartered in New Bedford, rebounded with 15 plants. Over 12,000 worked, $120 million in revenue. 7 of the 15 plants closed within the decade, leaving 8 plants standing. Warren Buffett began buying Berkshire Hathaway stock in 1962. Warren was a student of patterns. Buffett watched Berkshire Hathaway stock move each time a plant closed. Even knowing the industry would not rebound, Buffett agreed to sell back Berkshire Hathaway stock to Seabury Stanton, who ran Berkshire Hathaway. 1964, Stanton offered Buffett, orally, $11.50 a share. Buffett ended up taking a lower 11.375 a share, kicking himself in the pants for having done so. Pissed is the best word to describe Warren Buffett's emotions. Anger does dangerous things to a clear-minded man. Warren Buffett decided to buy more of the stock. Revenge buying enough stock needed to take control of the company, able to fire Seabury Stanton, which Warren Buffett promptly did, making Warren Buffett majority stockholder in Berkshire Hathaway. I point these personality quirks out. It is important to know who you are in financial bed with. Buffett is a man driven by revenge, had an open marriage with a wife that believed till death do you part, hence accepting Buffett's on the side to maintain being the Mrs. Warren Buffett with all the perks and accolades that brings, make that brought her. Number one died. Number two, fluff on the side, is now number one. Are these the qualities that reflect you, your integrity, your ethos? To heck with ethical diamonds. Is the kingpin controlling the company someone you can respect? Or is it all about the money, honey? A harsh lesson come back to bite the Oracle of Omaha. Ponzi scammed out of $347 million. Part of Buffett's buy-in to former Vice President Al Gore's renewable energy credit scam circulating in and around Earth Day when I was covering Capitol Hill. Part of Buffett being a team player with Silicon Valley's Army Against the World, led by VC, venture capitalist KPCB. KPCB? Visit my website, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity, to learn more. Search KPCB. Search Gore. Yep, that day, that Earth Day, was the one when Senator Amy Klobuchar showed up at the climate hearing holding coffee in a non-biodegradable coffee cup. Yep, that one when Tipper Gore, famous for hearing the devil when Tipper played country music backwards, you know. Tipper sat at that meeting tossing back water after water in plastic bottles the environmental movement is now denigrating, that environmentalists pull out of oceans, out of water creatures, maybe even whales, just not Wall Street whales. With Wall Street whales, it is becoming a matter of pulling their feet out of their mouths and their heads out of their backsides as I continue to expose what they have and are up to. I wrote a lengthy piece back then about Al Gore and the carbon credits buying and selling I saw as a sham. Look, when money crosses palms, cons and criminals step in. By 1967, Warren Buffett expanded Berkshire Hathaway into the insurance industry and other investments away from Berkshire's core business of textiles. Let's be honest here amongst us kids. The way of the business world is to shore up sinking companies with bringing more companies on board. Modern day lesson to learn from is the demise of Toys R Us, bought over by Bain Capital and Kohlberg Kravis Roberts to bolster other companies already there in Bain's portfolio. We all know how that ended. Jeffrey the giraffe is dead. We already know what Warren Buffett believed about Buffett's buy of Berkshire. 2010, I think it was. Buffett said buying Berkshire Hathaway was Warren Buffett's biggest mistake. Buffett claims buying Berkshire Hathaway denied Buffett compounded investment returns of about $200 billion over the subsequent 45 years. A man holding a regret, a grudge, 45 years. 1995, Warren Buffett told shareholders in a letter. The unit trusts that have recently surfaced fly in the face of these goals. They would be sold by brokers working for big commissions, would impose other burdensome costs on their shareholders, and would be marketed en masse to unsophisticated buyers apt to be seduced by our past record and beguiled by the publicity Berkshire and I have received in recent years. The sure outcome, a multitude of investors destined to become disappointed. Warren's words are taken as gospel. Warren was sharing why Warren would not split Berkshire Hathaway stock, a Wall Street winner's take all, until the Ponzi scammers took some. Berkshire Hathaway broke into the insurance industry, buying National Indemnity Company, 1970. Berkshire bought GEICO, Government Employees Insurance Company, starring the gecko in company ads. Insurance is a major source of revenue for Berkshire Hathaway's other investments. Begging the question is, who is insuring Berkshire Hathaway's Ponzi scam loss? Insurance, in D.C., the District of Columbia, for sure, is under the oversight of state regulator, the D.C. DISB, DISB, District of Columbia Department of Insurance and Banking. By 1985, the last core of Hathaway was gone from Berkshire Hathaway's portfolio. I started my Ponzi scam Wall Street conversation tying into Warren, knowing what I know about Wall Street Ponzi scams, the Securities and Exchange Commission, FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, exposed Wall Street secrets Warren Buffett does not tell investors. It was a matter of time, I knew, that news would escape Warren's control. This is the story of Buffett not in control of destiny in dollars. Some say Buffett, albeit 88 years old, is super sharp, incredibly competitive, a shark unafraid to call Bitcoin mathematically dumb. When did Buffett let Berkshire Hathaway investors know Buffett, Berkshire were Ponzi scammed? Not when the crime was discovered, no. But at some point after the fact, after the police went public, it was then when Warren wrote in the Berkshire Hathaway first quarter 2019 annual report that Warren, the Oracle of Wall Street, the all-seeing financial guru, was scammed. Warren Buffett got scammed. Warren Buffett got scammed. What Warren Buffett did not say immediately to his investors of Berkshire Hathaway, did not acknowledge before lawyers were most likely to set play into motion, Warren Buffett did not apologize, did not acknowledge that what happens to him happens everywhere, to everyone. Snookered, accepting our snookers are pennies to Warren's dollars. The financial world is asking, is this a one-off event? Or show greater risk to Berkshire and the world of investment? Excuse me? This is Wall Street business as usual. It's just that the miracle man of money, the Oracle of Wall Street, got publicly pantsed with tax benefits, incentives, subsidies, and guaranteed returns. Berkshire, utilities, and asset allocators raped on alleged investments in alternative energy. Better yet, the Securities and Exchange Commission knew I know and would be first to shame the regulator publicly, like pet owners do to puppies being house-trained? Rub the Securities and Exchange Commission nose in it. The Securities and Exchange Commission knew because I know that by the time the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, goes public on a matter, a Ponzi scam, that the timeline started tolling months, if not years, earlier, that the Securities and Exchange Commission enters crime scenes illegally, tampering with crime scenes, tampering with evidence, and tampering with witnesses, a crime you and I would go to jail for, a crime the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, have not gone to jail for because of the concerted cover-up of the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA to protect securities broker-dealer firm dues-paying business league members, to curate crimes to put cash into slush funds run by the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA. And cops did not know that until I started putting documents into cop hands, confirming the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, are playing cop, claiming that enforcement is the same as law enforcement. Enforcement is not. Pretending to be cops is impersonating a law officer. Now, cops know all of this, and so does the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA, and they know that I talk. I expose their crimes with documents, one document at a time, and as often as it needs repeating. I did not name my podcast Exposed, Wall Street Secrets, Warren Buffett Does Not Tell Investors, by accident. I named my podcast Exposed, Wall Street Secrets, Warren Buffett Does Not Tell Investors, because I knew Buffett. I met him. I photographed Warren. I returned Warren's black bag back to Warren after a Senate hearing on Capitol Hill when I was covering news, and I am a Wall Street whistleblower exposing secrets Wall Street wants covered up. And a big thing Wall Street wants covered up are the frauds, the scams, the stuff you and I need to know that Warren would not even care about. I wrote about Warren a while back. I knew from back then what I saw again when we met nose to nose. There are things Warren does not see, being a big picture kind of guy. Warren's personal lifestyle was a bit unique for a Midwestern kind of guy, living with both a wife and a lover. Friends and invitees knew a dinner invite to the Oracle was for Buffett party of three, not two. Well, you want to know what's up? Hang around uber-rich people long enough, you learn wife one hangs on, turns a blind eye in order to keep that title of being the missus. And as I said earlier, that was the case with Buffett wife one. That was the case of O.J. wife one, knowing her husband was involved with a 17-year-old. Divorce can be costly to hubris and pride and deep pockets. I have often referred to Warren as the little wizard behind the green curtain in Oz. Pull back the curtain and Warren got scammed to the tune of $300 million+. Some are excusing away, saying those stolen dollars are but a drop in the bucket of what Berkshire Hathaway is worth. Berkshire holds a $190 billion stock portfolio. How many other scams were withheld from investors? We will never know. This one? This one made the sheets. The FBI, an agency of the federal government, has an obligation to spill the beans when called in, working on a case on the taxpayer's time and dime. That said, So does the Securities and Exchange Commission. Shall we all together say, accessories to a crime, before, during, or after, or all of the above? Be good, be back. Please subscribe, become a Patreon. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com, and please, LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person, a victim of Wall Street crime. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of, off your time invested and your dime earned. So share our podcast. Share your papers. I want to see them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time.